This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to speak this hour about the debt ceiling legislation passed by Congress this week. The president's expected to sign the bill into law on Saturday. According to advance remarks released by the White House, Biden is expected to say the budget package ensures economic progress going forward. He'll say passing the bill averted a crisis in which, quote, the stakes could not have been higher. The president's remarks come after weeks of negotiations among lawmakers over the borrowing limit. The debt ultimately struck between Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy raises the debt ceiling for 2 years, freezes domestic spending, imposes some new work requirements on food stamps, and alters certain energy permitting rules. Spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre of the White House said in a briefing Friday that the signing will take place after Congress finishes its work to finalize the bill. She also said a side benefit of the newly passed debt ceiling bill is that it will help protect American jobs.
We will continue to deliver good jobs for the American people and communities throughout the country. The bipartisan budget agreement protects our historic and hard-earned economic recovery and all the progress that the American workers have made in the last 2 years.
The United States says it does not plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, and a growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. This, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He said it will also keep open the possibility of talks to prevent a new nuclear arms